A significant display of public dissent unfolded in Eureka this past Saturday as thousands of residents exercised their constitutional rights to peacefully assemble for a redress of grievances and protest at the No Kings rally, along with over 2,000 similar rallies planned and coordinated coast to coast. There was even a small but mighty group protesting in downtown Petrolia. Humboldt County locals voiced a wide range of concerns about government overreach, addressing everything from policing to program funding from California to the Middle East. Eureka's rally began at Matticat Square in Old Town, where speeches and performances were offered, followed by a march through the city, which eventually arrived to join several hundred additional protesters at the county courthouse. Among the passionate speeches offered at Matticat Plaza prior to marching to the courthouse was one from Brenda Perez of Centro del Pueblo. Perez, whose organization has been advocating for local immigrant rights and community awareness since 2017, highlighted the importance of solidarity and community action, reminding attendees at the rally of the significant milestone when Humboldt County passed the first sanctuary ballot measure in the state by voter referendum.
Because 7 years ago, we were sitting right here, standing right here, speaking out for sanctuary. And today we have to protect it. We have it now, we have to protect it. What is next is to protect our right to protest. And let's walk in the Matticat Plaza with our allies and accomplices. Yeah. Yeah. Trump is just the tip of the iceberg. But that iceberg is melting, my friend. That iceberg is melting. We have our words, but we also have our actions. Let's try and translate this energy, this protest, into our daily lives. Let's be kind to each other. Let's talk about our words in every day, in every step. Let's just don't congregate in the plazas and then go back to the same. Take this chance for transform, to support each other.
Later at the courthouse, at age 100, was none other than World War II Army veteran Staff Sergeant of the 101st Airborne Division, George K. Mullins. He decided to attend the rally to express his opposition to what he called a dictator in President Trump. In a candid live interview, Mullins told us, "I'm strictly against a dictator," he said, adding, "I put one down and I'm doing my best to put this one down."
I'm strictly just a dictator. I put one down and I'm doing my best to put this one down. These people speak for myself and the way I see things.
With the cooperation of the Eureka Police Department and the California Highway Patrol, protesters filled the streets, demonstrating with bullhorns, drums, protest banners, and signs. This No Kings rally, in contrast to previous rallies at the courthouse within the past few months, included many voices from the immigrant diaspora, along with youthful participants from Gen Z and millennial generations. At the courthouse, the sidewalks were packed, leaving little space for those marching from Old Town to congregate, at which point the crowd swelled into the three lanes of traffic on 5th Street going north. Although there were moments of tension as protesters occupied the streets of downtown Eureka, Eureka Police Chief Brian Stevens confirmed that there were no arrests and that he considered everything to have been peaceful.
Our streets! Our streets!
Eureka Police Chief Brian Stevens estimated the crowd to be about 4,000 people when we spoke to him after the event.
Yeah, it was very large. It was mostly peaceful until, you know, the march that was going from the Madigan Plaza up to the courthouse took over the road.
Uh-huh.
There was a lot of people. We probably felt that that was going to happen, but then they decided to just occupy the road because there's not enough room on the courthouse steps for everyone. So we made the decision at that point to close down the road just to keep both the vehicular traffic, pedestrian traffic, and those attending the demonstration safe.
Yeah.
And that seemed to work pretty well for us today.
Okay.
Just now opened up the road. Appreciate everyone just keeping it as peaceful as they did. And the traffic and everybody working with us and CHP for their help today, but just keeping everybody safe. So that's what we're out here for.
Okay, thank you. And I wanted to ask, any counter protesters show up today?
There were signs that I seen as far as people had different opinions of what was being protested today, but
sure.
We didn't have any known interactions that caused us to have to respond to anything.
Right.
We've made no arrests. We've had to be involved with nothing inside the protest. We made some traffic stops just due to some reckless driving, inappropriate driving through the demonstration area prior to us closing the street because it's just unsafe. But those people were all warned and released with an education. So,
to find information about future protests and related actions, you can go to humdem.com. That's humdem.com to see what they have planned locally, or go to 5051. To see what the nationwide grassroots protest website has scheduled. This is Ryan Hudson for KMUD News.